All right, thank you for calling us back in. We are technically still up on general order day two. Without objection, I am going to move ONCA 2361 and ONCA 2356 to general order day three on today's agenda where amendments can be voted on. ONCA 2356, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $417,456 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Hamilton has presented an amendment. Page 11, line 495, insert the following new section. Section 68A, Wajaji Youth Council. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates the sum of $14,000 to the Wajaji Youth Council from the general fund in the treasury listed in the table below. Is there any discussion? All of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no, it passes. And we'll advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2361, an act to amend ONCA 2161 to reduce the appropriations to the executive branch and ARPA funds for the continuation and completion of CARES Act projects by the amount of $615,908 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler has an amendment, page 2, line 48 through 73, strike lines 48 through 73, and insert the following table. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. And this will be on third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2359 is an act to amend the election code at 12 ONC 6-102, 6-103, and 4-104 on voting procedure, absentee voting, and the availability of the Osage Voter Registry and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any member wish to speak for or against? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Page 4 of this bill, you'll see the quote, notice shall be sent to permanent absentee voters requiring submission of a notarized signature in order to remain as a permanent absentee voter. Isn't the nature of something that was once permanent is that it isn't subject to later requirement in order to remain permanent? I'll repeat that one. The nature of something that is permanent is that it isn't subject to a later requirement in order to remain permanent. I can't support this bill. However well-intentioned, it will place a hardship in the way of an absentee voter who believes they have already taken action to place them on what we once called the permanent absentee list. I'm confident this was well-intentioned, and I pray that this is heard by those who have worked on this, because I know who you are. I know that you've worked hard on this, and I know that this is a solution. It is. But it's a solution in search of a problem that we don't have. Not once, to my knowledge, has the Osage Nation investigated voter fraud. I'm going to toss a number out here, and it will become relevant in a little bit. 47. I understand that we have inefficiencies in our absentee voter request. We have more permanent absentee voters than we have ballots that are returned in each election. Guess what? So does every jurisdiction that holds free and fair elections. We don't have an election integrity problem. Otherwise, we would have voter fraud investigations. We have a voter turnout problem. I acknowledge that. We have a voter turnout problem. Where's the additional language to boost voter turnout? That's the problem we need to solve here. What we do have is a problem that still sits unaddressed by this body. We had absentee ballot requests, the same form that we're now voting to require to be notarized, for the Minerals Council election that went unanswered. Disenfranchised voters in an election that we have a responsibility to ensure is conducted correctly. 47 of them. This is real. This is verified. This is reported on by the Osage News. 47, that's the number of absentee ballot requests that went unanswered by voters who we too have a duty to serve. Were those forms notarized? Would it have made a difference? Let's solve that problem. And before I get tarred and feathered, I fully understand that this election board and our election office isn't responsible for what happened in our Minerals Council election. But those of us in these chairs, nevertheless, have a responsibility to ensure that those voters are not disenfranchised when they go to cast a ballot. This bill will require extra steps that could cost money for some of our elders who are on fixed incomes, for those who have already requested to be on the permanent voter list, permanent voter absentee request list. There are solutions that could solve this problem. We could divert additional resources to our election office. We could have volunteers come in to make phone calls and phone bank to verify our permanent voter list without requiring something of them. We could be proactive in this. Let's use the data from our census. I don't know how many times we've sat here and said, well, let's wait on the census. Let's wait on the census to determine if our voters are still alive before we remove them off of a list. Let's ensure that every department on the Hill has adequate resources for the admin data that they collect to feed into a centralized system that can help improve our voter database. Let's give more resources to our election office so that they can improve their voter database. And I think that this is unfortunate because this bill does have good things in it. This bill corrects a problem with our sample ballot. We heard in committee that individuals returned a sample ballot as if it was their official ballot. This bill fixes that. This bill fixes a real problem. That is a solution to a problem that we've recognized. I fully support that initiative. Unfortunately, it's an all or nothing. And I can't get behind requiring those who have already signed up for a permanent absentee list, now requiring them to take an additional step. I don't think that's what they signed up for. That's definitely not what our law contemplated when it said permanent voter list. Now we're requiring an additional step. I can't get behind this bill, and I hope others can take that step. Thank you.
Any other member wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. Thank you, Congressman Potts, for your comments with regards to ONCA 2359 and the election code, some of the action that'll be taken if the bill is passed is that removing the requirement to mail a sample ballot with the election notice, which will eliminate the confusion between receiving a sample ballot and an official ballot, as mentioned by Congressman Potts, reduces frustration between the voters that received the notice informing them that the absentee request deadline has passed. An absentee request application will be included in place of the sample ballot. The sample ballot will still be posted to the website and included in the Osage News and will be distributed electronically. Adding the subsection for the security of voted election ballots requires all voted ballots after early absentee processing, early voting days, and election day to be secured in a vault. Poll watchers will no longer be allowed to be in the view of the voters in the polling place. This would remove the public perception of voters supporting specific candidates being permitted to electioneer while voting is taking place. The permanent absentee ballot voters would not have a deliverable address on record for two election cycles, will have their absentee status removed. The absentee voters will now be required to have their signature on the application notarized. In-person voters have their government-issued ID checked and are required to sign in front of the election officials to receive a ballot. But requiring a notarized signature from absentee voters increases the integrity of the absentee voting process, since election officials are not able to witness their signature. Current permanent absentee voters will be sent special notice requesting the return of a notarized signature in order to remain a permanent absentee voter. Voters will be notified if their signature is not able to be verified so that they can be made aware of anyone attempting to vote their ballot. Voters who cannot appear in front of the election officials to sign for their ballot, are being asked to have one signature notarized. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2359 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. Thank you. We are now on ONCR 2311, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations in accordance with the Osage Nation election. Congresswoman Rebard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. In passing this resolution, the changes prohibit the election board staff and their contractors from attending campaign events and will now allow them to only attend nonpartisan events. The language conflicting with the campaign finance laws have been removed. The language throughout the rules and regs have been cleaned up to make the requirements easier to read and also removes duplicate subsections. The campaign finance reporting statement periods have been specified, making candidate reporting easier to manage and when submitted by their two reports. All candidates will be required to complete in full the campaign reporting statement form provided. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2311 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn, she's not here, sorry. Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on confirmation of appointee Stephen Blue for the CDFI. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to confirm Stephen Blue to the CDFI board.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Mr. Blue has been confirmed to the CDFI board. Thank you. We are now on motions and notices. We are now on adjournment.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.